real and to have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Radio ads and things like that. She, I don't think she did anything this year. Got crazy on the highway. I'm good. You know? I know my people, but they be driving crazy here.
If I put it in a
word,
if I couldn't let my hands out, come on, start your feet up.
Tonight, hallelujah, open up your mouth and say something. Hallelujah. Indeed, we honor the Lord tonight. Amen, amen, amen. And welcome. Yes, welcome tonight to the broadcast of Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter with Keeping It Real. We're going to keep it real on tonight. So go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend, and get them on the line tonight. Let them know I'm here. Amen. I'm here tonight to declare a word into their lives. We're going to open up our mouths, and we're going to say something. We ain't going to talk no junk, but we're going to say something. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to say, come on here. It's going to reach heaven, and it's going to, we're going to cause heaven, the heavens to move for us, because we got something we need to say to God. There are some petitions. There are some requests. Hallelujah. There are some unspoken prayer requests that we have made before the Lord, and tonight we're going to declare and decree that they shall manifest in the name of Yeshua. We're declaring and decree that we will have just what we say. Come on here. We shall have whatever we say, whatever you speak up out of your mouth. If you can believe it, believe it, believe it. Sometimes you may not see it, but if you want it, come on. But I say this, if you can say it, say it, say it, you'll have it, have it, have it. You got to open up your mouth and say something, because you got to understand that nothing happened in the earth until God spoke it into existence. Come on here, somebody. Y'all don't know when to praise him. Something, God spoke it in the earth, and that's when things were made. And so if you want the same kind of result, you can't keep your mouth closed. You know, they have this cliche, closed mouths don't get fed. I tell you tonight, you're going to have to open up your mouth, and you're going to have to say something. Ah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're going to have to say something to God. Hallelujah. So you got to let him know, Lord, I need this. I need you to bless me here. I declare and decree that I'm going to open up my mouth tonight, and I'm going to say something. So can y'all hear me well out there tonight? You hear me very clear? Praise God. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and say something. Hallelujah. So tonight, before we go in prayer, I want to give y'all a couple of seconds to go ahead and call your friends, your auntie and them, your papa and them. Come on here. Go ahead and call that old low-down, dirty boss of yours. Call your low-down, dirty sister, brother. Come on here. Get your drunk uncle. Come on here. And your dope-selling cousin. Get them on the line tonight. We got a word from the Lord for them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got all kind in our family. So can't nobody say my family's better than yours. No, it takes all of those kinds to make up a family. If not, you know, you say my family's dysfunctional. Baby, your family ain't no more dysfunctional than the next person. They just may not tell it, but they got a dysfunctional family too. Come on here. Glory to God tonight. We're super excited about a lot of things that God is doing in the earth. But tonight we want to give a great shout out, hallelujah, to one of the baddest women on this side of heaven, Dr. Kim and Kim. I thank God for you. Amen. And she is keeping me busy, having me sign up for stuff I didn't even know what I was signing up for. But I thank God. And if she's a part of it, I want to be a part of it too. Amen. Hallelujah. So I give accolades tonight. I give a great shout out to Dr. Kim and Kim and the Elations family. Come on, y'all. Give a hand clap for them tonight. Hallelujah. Y'all put your Holy Ghost hands, your Holy Ghost feel hands together. Hallelujah for the woman of God. Amen. Who does things with a spirit of excellence. So I thank God for her tonight and all of those who help her do what she does best. Amen. Glory to God. So let us go to the Father in prayer. Father, I thank you. I hear one of my daughters say, please don't pray like you prayed this morning. So Father, I thank you tonight for these people that have gathered here tonight. Y'all didn't know I can hear, right? I can hear you when you, your thoughts. Yeah. Sometimes God will let me hear them, and I just heard that one. So Father, we thank you tonight for these people that have assembled. We thank you tonight, God, for Dr. Kim and Kim and the Elations family, her own family, God. I thank you tonight for what you're doing even in her own home, God, how she blesses other households, amen, to be fed with the gospel, oh God, and how she's bringing knowledge to our households all over the world. God, make sure that every need that she have, every need that the children have, every desire, every want, Lord God, that is met in her house. Father God, Lord, as she handles your business, you are handling hers, and we thank you tonight. So Father, tonight, give us a rhema word, Lord God. Give us a Logos word, oh God. Lord God, saturate us with your fire tonight to teach your word. Holy Ghost, sit on us tonight. We praise you tonight, oh God, for these are people that were here, but that will come back by replay, God. We thank you for the replaying ministry, oh God. But Lord God, we say thank you tonight for what you're going to do. Thank you for how you're going to move through this broadcast. Thank you for many souls that will be saved through these broadcasts. Father, we thank you, God, for everything that this woman of God is putting her hands to, and it shall prosper. We thank you tonight, God, for these your people. We love you. We appreciate you. We adore your sweet name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. We're opening up our mouths and we're going to say something. You know what? You have not because you ask not. That's the same thing as saying closed mouth don't get fed. If you open up your mouth and say something, how can a person close to you know what you need if you don't tell them? Listen, I'm not a mind reader, so don't come in thinking I'm not a psychic. So you got to tell me what you need. You got to tell me what you want. Because I can't, listen, I ain't got time to sit down and figure it out. I got too much to do. And ain't nobody got time to be, well, I think they need this over there. I think they need this over there. Now, when God put a person in your spirit, you need to be and sit and listen and hear very detail of what he's telling you to do. Because one thing about it, if God drops somebody in your spirit, he gives you what to do for that person, or he gives you the need, and you go and make the need happen, because God is not doing anything else in the earth. Everything he's done, he's already done. So it's past tense, all right, the work that he has done almost 5,000 plus years ago. But what is relevant and what is right now is everything that he want to execute now in the earth, he's using us as the vessels. Amen? We are the vessels that God is using to do his work in the kingdom. We are the body. We are the footmen. Come on. We are the horsemen. We are the ones that's carrying out the work. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm not getting on any bad news tonight, but I'm just trying to say I don't understand why they, I do know why they're deploying these troops. And if y'all ain't been watching the world news or the CNN, glory to God. Sorry about that. If y'all hadn't been watching CNN, well, I don't know what to tell you. All I'm just going to say is the United States, stop trying to fight everybody's battle. Aren't y'all in agreement with that? We need to stop trying to fight everybody's battle. We in everybody's business but our own. Charity begins at home, then spreads abroad. We fighting for this one and we fighting for that. We've been over in Afghanistan, but we've been over there overseas, over there looking for Bin Laden and all of them for years. Our people have been deployed over there for years. Lord, that's one of the longest wars. Been over there for years. And, you know, Lord, help us, Jesus. We got to learn to stop picking fights with others because of others. If Putin can't handle Ukraine, then what's it calling the United States for? You know, I understand that they do have to do that, though. You know what I'm saying? They just can't just go and destroy them because all of them are allies. So they have to let the United States know. And so, you know, it's like the United States is like a mediator. It's like a liaison, someone who sits and try to, but they can't do nothing because, you know, Putin gonna do what he gonna do. That's why the troops are deployed now. You know what I'm saying? So y'all keep praying. Pray for the troops. They may not be your sons and daughters. They may not be your nephews, your nieces, but you still pray for them because there is somebody's child that may not come back home. There's somebody's son, son or daughter, you know what I'm saying? And they may come home, but they may not be right for the rest of their lives. So pray, people. Pray, saints. Pray. Amen. I want you to understand that the enemy is trying to really wear out the saints through sickness, spirit of infirmity, amen, spirit of disease. He's trying to wear out the saints because the enemy knows that when the saints really start to pray, when we get in a one accord and we get before our God and we make a clarion call and when we go out and cry out before the Lord, I'm telling you, things shift. So he understands. So if he can just knock the saints out, strip them with sicknesses and disease, then they too busy trying to get their health back. Some of them, and you know, and it's just the truth anyhow. Some saints say, well, listen, I got knocked down. But I'm not out, so I'm just going to stay home and lay low. No, that's the time you got to fight the most. Can I help y'all? Hey, you fight more while you're sick. Because, see, you got to fight more while you're sick because you don't have that much strength. So you got to ask God, God, strengthen me now. Strengthen me. Give me my strength back. Restore me back my strength. I need my strength back because you got to fight. Yeah, we pray. We be prayed up. We are praying and covering ourselves daily. But you still, you can't give up. You cannot give in. Because if the devil know you just going to lay there and lay low, then he got you. But if you begin to rise up, then he like, Lord, who woke them up again? How did they get past here? Because it confuses him. Praises confuses the enemy. Your weaponry, which means it's your warfare, your praise, your prayers are confusing the enemy. It confuses him. Hallelujah. And so when you begin to pray, it begins to shift atmosphere. It begins to redirect that which was evil and harm to be brought to you. It now reverses back to the one that sent it. It has to return back to the sender. Oh, glory to God. Y'all don't want to have no church tonight. But anyhow, we're going to move right on. We're moving on tonight in the word of the Lord. Glory to God. I hope that all of you had a wonderful day. It has rained here all day and is going to continue to rain all throughout the night, but God is still good. Don't y'all know he controls every element? Come on here. He calls it to rain. He calls it the storm. He calls it to not rain. He calls it to dry up if he wanted to. Come on here. I'm trying to tell you, God controls the element. So if he controls the element, and we are a seed of Abraham. We are joint heirs with Christ. We are the righteousness of God. We are God's people. Surely we can get out there and we can speak to the element and tell the element, listen, hold up for a minute. Let me get from work to home, and then you can come on back. I'm going to tell y'all this, and you may not believe it, but I know this to be true. One thing, there's so many things that I could say about God, so many things I could tell you how much I love things about him. But this thing is, when I tell this story, people, think it's funny. But I'm telling you, it can be storming outside. And if I got him go out to do something, and if I'm telling you, God will stop the rain. He will allow me to vehicle and go where I need to go. He will hold the rain up for me. Listen, it'll stop raining in the whole area where I'm at. And I could call somebody and say, is it raining? And they like a block away. They say, it's pouring down over here. And it touches me not till I'm kidding you not. It touches me not, hallelujah, till I get back home. And then it comes all the way back down again. And I'm so thankful that I can say, God, I don't need to get wet. God, I need you because, I don't like driving in the rain. Come on, somebody. But listen, we do what we have to do. But I'm just saying how good God is. He allowed me to get from here to church. Hallelujah. And the rain ceases. That won't be any drizzling. Soon as I get in the door of church, the rain come pouring down. I be like, thank you, God, I made it. And I know that may be small to you, but it's great to me. That means a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot. That's how much pays so much to detail. He's a very detailed God. I dropped my one of my tools, so y'all just bear with me. Amen. But let us get ready to go to the word of the Lord tonight. We are not going to be in the book too long. Amen. We don't want y'all to get bored. You ain't going to get bored no way because I'm going to holler so much you ain't going to know which way I'm coming. No, I'm just kidding. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so worthy, y'all. If he don't do anything else for us, guess what? He's already done enough. I want to talk to you about your connections, not too much about the wiring of your connections, because that plays a part. But I want to talk to you tonight briefly about how sometimes God never intended or meant for us to walk the earth and do things by ourselves. God will send someone to you that'll pray for you. You may not even know them. They will pray over you, pray for you, and give you the word of the Lord, and may even assist you, and you don't even know them from an apple tree. He would allow that because he never intended for us to go through alone. We don't have to go through alone. We are never alone because God is with us. Not only is he with us every step of the way, he'll send somebody. He'll send a representative of him, from him, to assist you, to talk with you, to teach you, to pray with you, to sing with you, to give you a laugh. to bring you up out of that low place, right? And then oftentimes we have friends. We're connected to friends. And it could be for so many years, and you still find out that those people that you thought were your friends are not your friends. You find out that those people you've been friends with all your, I'm talking about you shared secrets, your dark, deep secrets, and things that y'all would take to your grave. Amen. And to find out that they have betrayed you, that's a hurting feeling, right? It's a hurting feeling. But tonight we want to talk about a spiritual bond that two people had, and they were friends. And, I mean, they had such a bond that it was a covenant bond, just like a marriage, but it couldn't be a marriage bond because they were it was not a man and a female. But they had a covenant bond, a spiritual covenant, and they watched. And see, that's the thing. How many spiritual covenant connections do you have, really have? And how many connections that you have are hookup connections? You got hooked up. You got booed up. You know, you don't need no more hookups in the kingdom. We ain't got that going on. God is yoking people up. If you're allowing you to get married in this time, and you're in ministry, he's yoking people up for ministry together as husband and wife. He's not hooking you up to say, well, I was, you know, that scripture that talks about you, if you can't, if you're burning, getting married, you know, boy, it's better to be married than to burn. All right, that scripture that we were studying on last week, the last 2 weeks. All right. So, you know, you just don't marry someone for sex. Just to have a sex partner to say it's legal. And after you do it, you get on the other side of the person. You got the covers pulled over your head. You don't even want to look at them. Because why? You married somebody that you're too ashamed to look in their face in the morning. Lord have mercy. You know, their body parts might have been shaped right for you. But when you looked at that face, you're like, Lord, what in the world did I do? And you're too embarrassed to call it out because your whole family likes the woman. Come on, somebody. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me tonight. I'm just trying to build the story for you. And now you too ashamed. You know, your friend said, man, she fine as wine. But, ooh, Lord, that face is something. How you look at her in the morning? Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. But you know, there are people out there. I'm not janking nobody. I'm not, you know, it's not a play matter because that's serious for you to marry somebody because they look good. And in the dark, you sleeping with them in the dark. You won't even look at them in the light. Something wrong with that. So we got to get our priorities together, right? Hallelujah. You know, and even in order to be married, you still got to be best friends. If you and your husband are not friends, something is wrong. Men, if you and your wives are not friends, something is wrong. So you should be friends. I think that it's just the best. This is just me. This is just me saying now. I didn't say the Lord said, but it may be somewhere over there. I just probably ain't read it yet. But I just believe that best friends make the best lovers. And I mean not lovers sleeping in the bed. Let me just say it. They make the best because they know each other's ins and outs, do's and don'ts. I think they make the best spouses. Let me just say that because, see, I just slaughtered 100 of you. She's like, oh, she said lover, so it's okay for me to have a boo. It ain't okay for you to fornicate. Huh? So can you differentiate the two? Can you have a lover and not fornicate? Uh-oh. Don't play with it now, because I just be picking up. I'll just go right on in there. But we ain't going in there tonight. We're going to talk about a friendship and how we always jump to the wrong conclusions because your mind be in the gutter. We're going to talk about two men. No, they was not homosexuals. No, they were men, okay? Amen. And when I give you the name of the man, you're going to know he a man, and all the stuff he did. Come on. Amen. Glory to God. So if you have your Bibles, let us go to 1 Samuel, the 18th chapter. Amen. 1 Samuel, the 18th chapter. And I'm going to go ahead and begin to read to you. Amen. So that for sake of time tonight. Glory to God. How many of you are glad you're on this radio broadcast tonight? If you're glad to be on here, if you're excited to be on here, I need for you to begin to bring 10 people with you. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to build this broadcast. We want to take it through the stratosphere. Hey, no. The sky ain't the limit for me. All right. Don't you diminish the light God has for me. Don't you put no time in. The sky's the limit now, baby. I'm going through the stratosphere. Come on here and say amen. Hallelujah. I listen, I have to shut folks down when they be trying to tell. You know how people try to put a good going on and let your little light shine. Well, baby, I don't have a little light. Ain't nothing little about me. What you thought? If you didn't know, now you know. All right? Don't let people just be speaking stuff over you. Don't speak that crazy, foolish stuff over me. I don't have a little light. I ain't letting no little light shine. This light, this big light, I'll let that shine. Come on. So, you know, and y'all be saying, well, you shouldn't take it like that. They don't know no better. Oh, yes, the dickens they do. Yes, they do. They know what they're saying. They just want to catch you off guard. Y'all stop. Listen, I don't have no little light, honey. And don't come talking about no little light because you're going to get embarrassed. Glory to God. So we're going to read right now. Verses, I'm going starting to begin at the first verse. And it came to pass when he made an end of speaking unto Saul that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David. And Jonathan loved him as his own soul. And Saul took him that day and would let him go no more home to his father's house. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant because he loved him as his very own soul. So here it is. You see two men. And y'all know David ain't no homosexual. Men and women as he done had. Come on here. Lord have mercy. You know, I know it's there, but honey, after Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, I guess the men got the picture. Come on here, them women got the picture. See, we think God is just a sweet God and he's a loving God and he's a caring God. My God is a God of peace and war. All right? And when the wrath of God, I'm trying to tell y'all, we don't want to see the wrath of God. But for those of you taking that jab, you're going to see the wrath of God. And the wrath of God is death and or destruction. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And so what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah? They saw death and destruction. He destroyed them. He slaughtered them. So here we go. So I know they got the picture. So now we over here. And these men, they got women. They ain't got no, okay, y'all get the picture. Amen. I thought I was going to get sensationalized the other day, or whatever you want to call it. But it is what it is. I still say Mark Zuckerberg, he going to have to pay some of us for all of this thief stealing, page stealing, stealing folks' identity self off that Facebook. I don't care if Meta does have it. Y'all need to know who is Meta. You need to understand how Meta is intertwining. Y'all better understand. Y'all talking about, ooh, I'm so excited. Ooh, I'm getting that 5G. You get it and watch, see what you blow up. You're going to start seeing more sickness coming up with that 5G. Do you understand what the 5G really means? People of God, I ain't come to teach that tonight, but I'm just saying y'all need to wake up. Pay attention. Pay attention. All they doing is getting ready to shut down this world. Your cities and states getting ready to be shut down off the grid. You ain't going to have no power. They're going to shut it down when they get ready. 5G, when they put everybody in their houses, they went up those power lines. Putting up the 5G. It's already here. Putting it up. 2020. They started around April of 2020. Power lines started going up in neighborhoods. Why? Because you couldn't see them. Why didn't you see them? Because they told you to stay on lockdown. So you couldn't see. You couldn't see what they were doing in the dark. Y'all don't want to know nothing. You think that, oh, that's obsolete, or that doesn't pertain to me. You better believe it pertains to you. You better stop being so scared. You are in the war of your life. You're in the fight of your life. If you want to win, you're going to have to fight. I'm telling you, you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to stop being so passive aggressive. Glory to God. Let us go. Okay. And so here we find that David have gone to Saul's house yet again. Now, here it is, David. Saul does not want David to leave. He don't want him to go back because he now sees the bond that him and his son has. He sees the heart, his son's heart, Jonathan, and how he loved them and how they so knitted together. They just like two brothers, you know, two brothers. But it's a different kind of bond because as brothers fight, you know, brothers and sisters, it's always a war going on. But these two, it was a different kind of relationship. Because it was a God ordained. One thing about God, when he ordains a covenant relationship for you, and that's where I'm at. I need covenant relationships with people. I don't need no more, you know, people say, well, I'm just a sign for a season to be there. No, baby, if you're a sign for a season, then you need to go on where you got to go. Because when you talk like that for a season, that means you already got in your mind you're going to leave. Come on here. And somebody said, well, God told me to be your friend for a season. Well, you're getting ready to leave because you letting me know. Well, I don't know. It may be a couple of months, and then I'm going on to the next person. So that person is not stable. That person you can't depend on. That person right there, you need not to even let your feelings get intertwined because they will take your business and run. Soon as you give them the deep dark secrets, come on here, Samson and Delilah. Soon as you begin to reveal what's your strong point and what's your weak point, then they're going to run and tell the enemy because most people are on assignment anyway. You're just not paying attention. They come off loving. They come off giving. They come out wanting to be your bestie. They come out trying to get to know your family, but you better watch them. Come on here. They smiling in your face all the time. They're trying to take your place. Them backstabbers. Y'all ain't going to help me pray tonight. Oh, Lord, have mercy. They only, not only are they backstabbers, they're front stabbers. They'll stab you right in your front and in your face. They don't have no, listen, these, let me tell you about these snakes. They don't, listen, they doing stuff now that's so gut-wrenching. I'm telling you, you just wouldn't believe the stuff that people are doing, and they call themselves your friends. Baby, sleeping with your man ain't nothing now. I'm talking about these folks are selling you out. Oh, yeah. They got a price on your head. They want your demise. They not going to stop till they see you down, they see you dead. They paying for your head to be taken off. I'm telling you, your friends, the ones you say, oh, they're my bosom buddies, uh-huh. Yeah, them the ones you vacation with. Can I help you? Who all up there in the Smoky Mountains. Come on here. You all, yeah, you over there in Hawaii. Y'all just vacationing all of that. And they only go on vacation when you go on vacation because they know you're going to pay for everything. Come on here. What kind of friend is that? A selfish kind of person. They only want to be with you because they know you got money. And when you ain't giving, they gone. And when you're not doing for them, they don't want to be bothered with you. Come on. What kind of friend is that? If you got those kind of friends, baby, you need to cut them right now because time for the world is getting ready to get harder. But time for the children of God, God going to still bless his people. He going to bless us in a pandemic. He going to bless us in a famine. God still going to bless us. I'm trying to tell you, I don't care what seasons are coming, what's coming on the earth. Those things must be fulfilled. Those are already promised. Promised. That they were going to happen. Those are already prophecies that were declared. They got to come to pass. I don't care how much you pray. If it was spoken already, if God allowed them to already speak it, it must come to pass before anything gets good. And the time that we're in, we are in the end. So therefore, you need not to worry about the world. You need not to try to look like the world. You shouldn't even want to dress like and act like the world. You need to be trying to get yourself together. Man, woman, boys, girls, get yourself together. Stop worrying about the next person and work on you. How can you do anything for somebody else if you yourself broke down? Come on here. You got to pick yourself up in order to be able to deliver somebody else. And if you ain't never been through nothing, you can't tell nobody how to come out of it. If you ain't never been nowhere, how can you tell somebody how to go and come? You ain't never been nowhere yourself. My God, let's get to the word. Lord have mercy. Jesus. So the Bible talks about Jonathan and David. Saul was so impressed with them, amen, until he saw the immediate bond that was forged between them. He became totally committed to David. And then, you know, from that point on, Jonathan would be David's number one advocate. and friends. Saul received David into his own household that day, that no more returned to the home of his father, right? And even Jonathan, when that covenant was made between the two of them, and they didn't sleep together. I told you they weren't homosexuals. He formalized it with solemn gifts. Jonathan began to take off his own royal robe and put it on a shepherd's board, and weapons, armor, sword, bow and belt. Because y'all know David was a warrior. Come on, he was a born fighter. He was a born killer. Can I tell you he was an assassinator? Can I tell you he was a straight shooter? Come on here. Hallelujah. With a bow and arrow, he was a he was one of them silent mercenaries. Come on here. It's like he'd been to mercenary school, and he ain't been to mercenary school. God just gave, that's taught him how to war, how to fight. Hallelujah. Some of you need to know how to fight, because you fight with your words. You cuss folks out. That ain't how you're supposed to fight kingdom people. Lord have mercy. You fight on your knees. My God. Fight in prayer. If they can't meet you in prayer, you done already won the battle. Lord have mercy. Glory to God. So the Bible begins to talk about in verse, let's read. Verse 4. Let's go to verse 4. And Jonathan, okay, well, I just told you about verse 4. Let's go to verse 5. And David went out whithersoever Saul went, sent him, and behaved himself wisely. David was wise at a young age. Y'all hear me? At a young age. And Saul set him over the men of war. And he was accepted in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. So he had all of their hearts, right? And it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, that the women came out of all cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul with tambourines. Hallelujah. With tambourines and festive songs and playful frolic, the women sang, Saul kills by the thousand. David by the 10,000. Lord have mercy. And and it said and the women answered one another as they played and said, Saul have slain his 10,000. I mean his thousand, and David his 10,000. Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him, and he said that they have ascribed unto David 10,000, and to me they have ascribed that 1,000. So you know right there brought in jealousy, right? It brings in jealousy. You trying to do your job. He was a man of war. He was put over them. So he's trying to do his job. But see, listen, how many know that the enemy doesn't want us to have friends? He don't want you to have a friend that'll stick closer than a brother. Now, that's the kind of friend Jesus is. But we could be like that also. Amen. But see, oftentimes when you have a friend that see that you're going, y'all might have started out on this route at the same pace. You started out together in ministry. And, I mean, you started, both of y'all were fighting for salvation. Then y'all got saved. And then y'all start begin to tarry for the Holy Ghost together. And why would you tarry for something that's already here? You ain't got to tarry. If you just want it, you can get it. Let me just put that declaration in there. If you want it, you can get it. You ain't got to tarry. Tarry means to wait. You ain't got to wait. If you want it, he's a very present help. He's right here. Hallelujah. So if you need it, if you want it, you can get it. All right? It's just how bad you want it. And so you both receive the Holy Ghost. Now you are going out to do the work of the Lord. But somehow there you got that drive. You got tenacity. Listen here, you got perseverance. You're a risk taker. You mean you going all in for God. No matter what it takes, no matter who you lose, you going all in. But your friend on the other hand, they're like, listen, I'm not going at that fast pace. It ain't that serious to me. And so they see you getting all the accolades. Come on. They see everybody. They see, we're going to use military terms. They see you just going up the ranks, right? Hallelujah. And the general out there saying, oh, yeah, you good. You going on the front line. And your friend hasn't gotten that far because they don't want to get that far. Hallelujah. They think, it don't take all that. Now they allowing the world to speak stuff into their ears to stop them, to stop their growth. Amen. To stop the progress, to stop the plan of God. You got to remember, anytime God had begin to elevate you or elevate somebody around you, here come the devil. He coming. So you got to be able to fight that off. You got to be able to say, listen, I will not give in to your voice, Satan. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and so do I, and keep it moving. The Bible says if you resist the devil, he'll flee. But some of you don't want to resist. You want to fall. You want to get, because you're tired anyway. Oh, I just get tired of getting up at 6 o'clock prayer. Baby, you need to be on the prayer line before 6. With all you got going on, you need to be on there at 3. Come on here. Laboring before the people get on there, because you got so much going on that if you just move to the left just a little bit, you're going to lose it all. Because one thing is for sure, some of your mind is not stable. You double-minded. One minute you up on the high roll, and then in the next 5 minutes you on the low roll. So it's like you up, you lasting days ago. You up, you down. You up, you down. Some of you do need some a little medicine to get you stable, and there's nothing wrong with that. Hallelujah. Nothing wrong with that. Let your doctor prescribe you whatever you need so that you can get back on your grind. Come on. Don't let that stop you. Don't let all the things in this world stop you from doing what God has called you to do. So we're still talking about David. And so jealousy set in. Hallelujah. And so, and then Saul began to look at David funny from that day forward, right? Began to look at him very funny. So as you know, and if you keep reading the story, you understand how David had to leave. But let me tell you this, David was not a homosexual with Jonathan at this time, because David married his sister, right? He married his sister. He married Jonathan's sister. He married Saul's daughter. All right? So you'll find all of that out if you keep reading. Glory to God. But tonight, I just want to just reemphasize this. We need to have relationship. I mean, I ain't going to say relationship. We need to have friendship. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Correct me. We need to have friendships where we are committed to one another and to the good of one another, for one another. I need to have a friend that says, listen, if you ain't got this week, I got your back. And next week, you can have my back. Or however, it shouldn't be me having to give you gas money all week long to make sure you get to where you need to be. And say for an example, I may need a ride to the store. And you know I need a ride, but because it ain't my pay week, you ain't coming around. You only come around on my pay week. That ain't the right. I don't need that kind of friend. And I'm necessary. It don't ever have to be monetary. If you know that, you see a parent, your girlfriend struggling with her kids, listen, go help her out. Take one of the kids. Go get it. If he's a boy, go get his haircut for your friend. Or go get the girl's haircut. You know, show yourself friendly. You may not have kids, so help her along the way. But don't talk about what you do. That's the problem when friends get into it. Because if I hear about somebody saying that they had to buy me something, or I had to do that for her, oh, Lord, you can forget that. You're going to get that back times 10 when coming to me. And then I'm going to cut you. Because friends shouldn't be talking about what they do for one another. If you do it out of your heart and in love. It ain't nobody's business but you and them, right? Glory to God. And then you got the usury. The user spirits. I can't stand that usury. You got friends, they all they want to do is use you for what you got or what they can get out of you. I've seen it happen so here lately in the body of Christ. These people come and they call themselves kingdom. You ain't kingdom, baby. When you come to a church and all you doing is begging the leader to give you gas money or this kind of money. If you want to go to the club, I bet there nobody had to give you no gas money. You got your way there. You got some gas from anywhere. But you don't be begging nobody to give you no gas money to come to church. That's like buying you to come to church. No, we ain't doing that. If you don't want to come to church, you ain't got to come. If you don't want Jesus, you ain't got to have him. Because listen, he's removing his hand from a lot of people anyway. Because he know you're not going to be saved. He know you're not going to turn your heart. He knows us. He knows us by our name. He knows who we are. He created us. He formed us. He shaped us. He made us. He knows us. So you ain't got to play no games with him. He already know those. He wished above all that we would be saved, but he know everybody wasn't going to make it in. That's why hell is enlarging herself daily. There's a select number that's going to make it in, and that's a very small number compared to the billions of people that's in the world today that's going to make it into heaven. That's it's so small. You're going to be like all the time, all these people was living in this world, and they said they went to church every Sunday, and they die and go to hell. What happened? People don't want God anymore. People don't believe in God anymore. They're going to these beads, pearls, and all this stuff. And I'm so sick of these gospel artists looking on their arm, the male. They got on all kinds of beads. I say, y'all might as well go on because you already in divination. All these kind of beads. You know what you bring on to yourself when you got on all those beads? Telling somebody made and it looked nice. Do you know why they was making it, what they were praying over? You better know history of certain things before you fall into it. And you say you Christian, y'all better be asking God for discernment in this hour. Lord, help me to be able to discern my friend, because I need a friend that'll stick closer than a brother. And when we talk about brother, we're talking about your biological sisters and brothers. God will give you blood bought siblings, that are those who, they're not your kin, biological kin, but they have been adopted in the faith. They will stick by you. They will help you. They will assist you and not look for anything in return. And you shouldn't be it either, but love and friendship and somebody that you can cry with and cry to, you know what I'm saying, as y'all both praying to God all the time. You never leave God out. There are a lot of times your friendships are not lasting. Oh, well, they are lasting, I guess, but if y'all people in the world, y'all riding and dying. I ain't riding and dying. I'm riding and living with my friends. Amen. We're not going to ride and die. Because some of y'all stuff, sometimes you have to tell them when they wrong. If you don't tell them when they wrong, then you're not a good friend. If you are the person that says yes to everything they say, isn't that right, girl? Uh-huh. Now, you know they lying, and you know they wrong, but you keep amen into all that foolery. You're going to have to answer to God for that. Let every tub set on its own bottom and they see. Amen. Don't you be a partaker of another man's fault or another man's sin. You get your hands up out of that. If you know they lying, if you know they cheating, if you know they scamming, if you know, don't you have, because guess what? Because you, listen, you know how they say you are the company that you keep? That's another cliche, but it's real. You are the company that you keep. If you a whoremonger, I expect everybody that I see you with, they are all the same. They looking for somebody man, or they can't. And it's strange. What you call a woman that's always after? I don't know what she called. I ain't gonna call her nothing. I'm gonna let y'all call it to me. A woman that only wants married men. What kind of woman is that? So that means that, so that tells me one thing, tells me a whole lot of things, but one thing it tells me is that either you are afraid to commit, right? And because if you get a man that doesn't have a wife, you don't want him. So that lets me know you're afraid of commitment, or somebody have hurt you or rejected you, and you don't want to go through that rejection again. And so you just only date married men because you know they can't commit. That's still wrong. Because as soon as you get married, honey, you think you showing up in love. Just what you dish, what you sold, you're about to reap. They're going to come in there and swoop him right on up. It may not be the first year. It may not be the second. It may be some months. But however, whatever you sow, sister, that shall ye also reap. So we just bless the Lord tonight. I just wanted to talk a little bit about friendship, connection. We got to know that our friends are covenant. In this hour, I don't need no more hookups. I don't need no more setups. I don't need no more friends. You friend of my friend. Now, I need my own friend, because my friends are going to be my friends. And if they my friends, then I shouldn't have to worry about them being friends to my enemies. Because you can't be my friend. You cannot. It just ain't going to work. Because I'm always feel uncomfortable around you. You know what I'm saying? And as well I should. Because if you still friends with my enemies, then that means to tell me I got to watch my back around you. Amen. I cannot be loose around you. I can't share stuff with you because you'll go and take it. Oh, yes, I'm saying it to my enemy. And while I'm thinking me and you covenant, and I'm thinking that we on the same page, we can't be on the same page. Because if I'm sharing with you, yeah, you're saying your whatever you want to say. You're making me feel good and, you know, lifting me up. But at the same time, I am not asleep, and you got to understand my radars are up, because why? I ask God for discernment, to sharpen it daily. So if he's sharpening, he's like, okay, the radar's up. You know, and it's going around. And when it goes around, it's like, okay, think somehow. Sometimes you do it unaware. Sometimes you let things slip unaware. You know, because you're so comfortable with me. And I may be so comfortable with you because we're close. And then I may let, you know, and I'm just talking, not meaning no harm. And boom, that is my friend. Betray me. Betrayal is real. Betrayal is real. And it is heavy right now in the body of Christ. Betrayal in the church is, oh my God, is at an all-time high. You are being betrayed by the one you labor with. Oh, the Bible says, know them that labor amongst you. You know why it says that? Because if you don't know them, you are going to fall into a trap. You better know who's who. You better know. And this, you know, one thing I think I love about God, those who he have really put in my hand and whom I've had the chance to birth, I don't question them. I don't question their love for me because I know their love for me. Now, do I know they be mad with me too? Let me say that because I stay on them. But that's love. I got to hold them accountable. Right? Because they looking for me to be, well, because they be around me, they know me. They know me. And so they know if I say it, I'm going to live it. If I preach it, I'm going to live it. If I sing it, I'm going to live it. Amen. And if I make a mistake, I'm quick to say I'm sorry. I'll call up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm quick to ask for forgiveness. Because I don't, you know, I don't know how long, I don't know when. I just want God to just forgive me for anything that I do wrong. Because, you know, mistakes can happen, right? But some things ain't no mistake. And people are like, oh, girl, I made a mistake. You'll forgive me? Yeah, I forgive you, but I bet you I won't be, we ain't going to be that close anymore. Because, you know, you burn your bridges. Come on. You're burning bridges. So we bless the Lord tonight. Y'all continue to read the whole book of Samuel, the 18th chapter. Dr. Kim and Kim, let's go to the word, let's open up these phone lines really quickly. I'm talking over time. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So y'all come on with your name, city and state. That's where you're chiming in from. And let us know if you have a prayer request. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Well, good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. This is Minister Pam from Saraland, Alabama. I just like to thank you so very much for educating us on our connections as well as our marital statuses. I just thank you so much. I have learned a lot on tonight, and I'm just going to digest it and eat it up off this plate. It's just wonderful to me and my soul, and I just like to thank you for every word that you have taught us on tonight.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Pam. It's great having you. It ain't good, but it's great, great having you all on tonight with me, amen, as we continue to go into the word of the Lord. God has so many things in store. And the reason why I'm always talking about this and that, and it's ending up to this and that, and it's because he's trying to prepare his bride. Woo, Lord have mercy. That just dropped in my spirit. Because I'd be like, Lord, why you got me saying that? He's trying to prepare his bride. It is time for us to get prepared.
Thank you.
Ever so much. And I mean, if ever we needed to be prepared, is now. You know, nobody need to be marrying a man that don't know who he is. Come on. And you don't need to be marrying a man that's coming out of the closet or jump out the closet on you. Come on. We need to be that we got to be sure that this is God and mm-hmm. his is doing and it's marvelous in his eyes. Because I want every spiritual daughter of mine, every biological daughter, to have great success in marriage. Amen. Great success in ministry. Amen. I want y'all
Amen.
To not be lacking nothing. Nothing lacking, nothing missing, and nothing broken. And we are building kingdom families at the flow, y'all, in Mobile, Alabama. Amen. I don't always tell the people where I'm from, but I am from Mobile, Alabama, and we are building kingdom families in these last and evil days. And it's a hard thing because so many women have been hurt, men have been hurt, and sometimes they get hurt to the point where I'm not ready for no relationship. But I say tonight, Minister Pam, I say tonight to every soul that's listening and those that come back by replay, don't let those experiences that you had prior to tonight cause you not to allow God to send you some love, okay? Don't you let God see if you, because see, what one didn't do right by you, God got somebody that will. And they're going to make up for all of that. They're going to, hey, God, it's going to blow your mind. Yeah. You're going to be like, I never knew God loved me this much. I never knew that God had all of this in store just for little old me. So I thank you for tuning in tonight with me. Amen. I love you dearly. You keep on pushing, keep on pressing in, because there are things being birthed in you right now. You may not understand it all right now, but just know God is working on your behalf. I love you. Thank you for calling, and have a good night.
Good night.
Good evening, Carla. You're on the air. What's taking?
How you doing?
God bless you. I'm well. If I was doing any better, I couldn't stand myself. Come on here. Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you for that word. Thank you for that message. We need that. That's teaching.
God bless
you. That. Because it's so much that we lack, you know, for us being educated, the word,
amen,
and putting it all together so you can comprehend it. So I appreciate you this morning. And this minister KB coming from the Brookhaven area.
Thank God bless you.
Just pushed down out of Jaytown, but I thank you for that message, and it helped us.
Amen. Is it raining there? Y'all got bad weather there?
No, it's not raining.
No,
oh,
well,
it dried up.
Well, praise God. Well, I thank God for traveling grace and mercy for you. And we're yet celebrating the victory for you and your family. Amen. We're excited about what God is doing. Hallelujah for the B family. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all just stay connected. Hallelujah.
Yes,
to the vine.
Thank you,
to the true vine.
Amen.
Come on here. And we thank God for it. I thank you for calling in tonight.
Yes.
I love you. You have a great evening, okay?
You too, and God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle.
Hello, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. This is Minister.
What's
Emerson.
Happening? What's going on with you, woman of God?
It's all going well. I thank the Lord for it. And I really love this story about Jonathan and David. We do need more friend relationships like this here, because they was not in no, you know, homosexual relationship. And I thank the Lord for this story. I thank the Lord for you bringing this story to us, because, like I said, we do need more relationships like this that we can, you know, get out and do ministry and do things together and be close as a brother in Jesus Christ. So I thank you for this word. And I will, you know, apply this word to my life. And God bless you for bringing this word to us in Jesus' name. And I love you.
I love you too. Listen, it won't always be like this. The Lord is perfecting those things that concern to you, woman of God. Later or sooner, it's already working in your favor. It ain't about to, it ain't getting ready. It's not fixing to, it's already working in your favor. Hallelujah. So you be encouraged, woman of God. I love you and thank you for calling tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, caller. You on the air.
Good evening, Apostle.
Hey, Mama. How are you?
Hey, blessings, ladies. I hear two of you. God bless both of you.
God bless you.
What's shaking, Minister Rodney?
Hey, ma'am.
Hey, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
Wonderful.
I didn't mean to cut off whoever that was. But I'm sorry.
That's one of your sister's child. She's all right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good to have you on with me tonight. We are praying for you. Amen. Hallelujah. We're covering you. Amen. In your time of, you know, just handling business. God is with you. Ever whether so ever way you go, God is with you. And just know that he's taking care of things that concerns you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God tonight. Don't worry. Don't you fear. God has got it in control. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I love you.
I love you too.
Amen. God bless you. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Yes, apostle. I'm still here.
All right now. By the grace of God.
Amen. Jamaica from Mobile, Alabama.
Great, great, great. Do you have a prayer request tonight, ma'am?
Yes, I have some things before me I've been pondering on. And I just need some sound direction. And I just need God to move in a mighty way.
Well, can I tell you this? God has already moved. The way is already set. There's a door open before you. Now walk in the door. Don't wait not another day later. Walk in the door. Take some time away and walk in that door. It is open for you. Okay? It's already open. But you got to walk in, and you can't be a day late and a dollar short quickly before the deal is off the table.
Amen.
Don't give the enemy no room. Y'all, listen, saints and ain'ts on here, or they'll come back. You cannot give no place to the devil. Don't you wait. If God release a word, you walk in it instantly. Move quickly as soon as you can. Don't you wait days, months later, because it may be gone. The enemy going to try to snatch up. He's trying to hijack your destiny and your future. So you got to move quickly. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you for tuning in tonight. I love you. You go in grace. Go in God. Hallelujah. So listen, people of God. Listen, I need y'all to meet me back next week at the same bat time, same bat station. Listen, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss next week's message. I'm telling you, God is going to move for his people. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. If I could say it again, I would, but I'm not. Listen, but I will tell you this. God has you in mind. He has you on his mind. Don't you let the devil trick you, believing that God ain't thinking about you, that God don't love you. That's just foolery. He's trying to trick you to come on his side. Ain't nobody got time for the devil. We ain't got time for Slooper. We ain't got time for his imp. We got, only thing we got time for is getting ourselves right with the Lord. So until next week, Dr. Kimmy Kim, it's been real, real, really real with Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. I've enjoyed you guys tonight. Until next time, shalom.
And I'm here with my good friend, Shirley Murdoch.